You listen to the gospel. Again, it's my favorite gospel. It's the one I used for my very first mass at the Carmelite Monastery for the readings, because I think John 15, as we talked about last week, is everything. And here today in the gospel, it talks about, I have told you all this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Now again, when I was praying about that and reading it, it was a very convicting line. That my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. And I thought, boy, that doesn't click with me very well. And I start thinking, what in my life robs me of joy? You know, and what in our lives robs us of joy? And I think there's three things. One is when we don't remain in his love, as you heard today. Remain in my love. Huh? And if you remain in my love, I tell you this, that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. To remain in his love means that Christ is first in our life and that we're spending time in his gentle love and his mercy. You know, what happens is when we stop knowing that we're in his love and we're loved by him, then we got to start earning his love and we start got to do things. And, you know, like my spiritual director loves to tell me, God wants your heart, Larry, more than he wants what you do. But that's a hard thing to learn, that God wants us, our heart. He wants us more than what we do, because we're people who love to do things, huh? And I am get value from what I do. And yet that's not God. You know, the first thing we've got to do is keep him first, minister to him, let him minister to us. First thing. I lose it, and I think most of us lose it when we're not remaining in his love. The second thing is when we can get focused on self. You know, okay, I've done too much today. Okay, it's enough. Oh, I don't want to do this. You know, and focus on self instead of loss of self. Huh? And again, it's so hard to constantly remind ourselves that God wants us to die to self every day, to deny ourselves. And again, we start getting mad when, I do anyway, I don't know if there's anybody else. But if there's, you know, when you start sitting there and people are pulling at you. And we lose that because we're focusing on self instead of losing self, and yet we're called to lose self. And the third thing that robs me of joy, and I think most people, is when we start focusing on the next thing and instead of staying in the real thing, the now. You know, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to do that. And when you live this type of life, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and then I got to do this, we never focus on the now, so we're really never happy, huh? Because we're always worried about what's going to be happening next. And again, it's very easy to do in a society where there's a lot of things given to you. And this month of May, as I was reflecting, how Mary wasn't like that at all. Mary was always one who dwelled in God's love. You know, she come to know the Annunciation was because she was in prayer. She was spending time in the love of God. And when God gave her and called her, she sat there and gladly says, I am your servant. I know you're going to take. Even when she sat there and figured, how's this going to be? I don't know, man. I've never been with anybody. How am I going to have a baby? But whatever, doesn't matter. You are God. And you know what you're about. And how important that must be for us. If we're going to grab joy and be joyful people as God calls us to, we got to know that we can trust God. That he is worthy of our trust. That when I dwell in his love, no matter what, it's going to be okay. The second thing is Mary was always one who forgot about herself. Huh? Of anybody, think about Mary. She was just told you're going to be the mother of God. And then he tells her, now Elizabeth, your kinswoman, is also going to have a baby. And Mary didn't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to be the mother of God. And rightly so, she could have said, I got to take care of myself. Inside of me is God. But what does she do? She forgets about herself and she goes and ministers to Elizabeth. Huh? Complete loss of self and goes and ministers to Elizabeth. Now, if anybody could have ever said, no, I got to take care of me, it was Mary. And yet it was a part of that trust. I won't take care of me. God will take care of me. I'm called to take care of Elizabeth, my kinswoman. And he goes, she goes, and she is who is pregnant, takes care of somebody else who is pregnant. The loss of self. Again, for the third thing, Mary was somebody who could sit there and be caught up in the moment instead of the future. For that, all you gotta do is look at the up there, the wedding feast at Cana. Now here's Jesus sitting there thinking, okay, it's not my time, but Mary was in the moment. They have no wine. She wasn't concerned about next year, next week, or when your time is. She was concerned with the moment. They have no wine. And Jesus says, what's that got to do with me? They have no wine. Do whatever he tells you. She focused on the moment, not into the future. And so sometimes too, we need to be people that make sure we focus on now, because we don't know if we're gonna have an hour from now, huh? And yet we spend so much time wasting on what we're gonna do after this, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do this, but we forget the now. Mary focused on the now. And we can do that, I think, when it comes to, when he says to love others. One of the ways we can do that, again with Mary, and if you ever read a book, I'm sure some of you have read it, if you ever read that book, The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og, I don't want to even pretend to say his last name, Og Mum or something, you know. But he sat there, one of the things is you learn every day to do something. And one of the things to keep in the moment to fulfill the commandment of God is every time, for 30 days you got to do this, just sit there and try it. For 30 days, every time he met anybody, he would say to them, and says, you gotta learn this every day. You gotta look at that person when you're talking to them and say in your heart, I really love you. I really love you. Whether you know the person, whether you don't know the person, everybody you meet, it'll help focus us, keep us in the moment, and you look at them and say, you know, don't say it outside unless you want to, but you know, you just meet somebody and you go, oh, I really love you, and they're gonna think, you belong to Bread of Life, don't you? Oh, so anyway, that's what I'm saying. But you sit there and you go in your heart and you look at them and say, I really love you, because that'll keep us focused on what God is calling us to do. You know, that we need to be people who dwell in his love, who forget about self, who stay in the moment. And in the moment, what we're called to do is very clear. He said it twice, that we love people, that we tell people we love people. And again, sometimes that'll be hard, sometimes that'll be easy. And again, please, when you sit there and look at me and say, well, Father, listen to what you're saying. You know, when are you gonna start? I'm trying, you know, that's all I can say. Some days I do it better than others. But it still can't stop me from preaching God's word, whether I'm living it fully or not. This is what God calls all of us to do. And so, today, let's listen to his word. And again, very briefly, it can all be summed up into what I've told you 1,000 times. A life of joy is what? Jesus first, others second, yourself last. A life of joy is that simple. But it's not that simple to live, I know. But it's the call of the gospel. And again, if you and I do that, we will have joy, his joy, and a joy that will last forever. You got it? You get it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.